Written for a little boy that should not be performed for that little boy more than a year or two from now, and certainly not when he's 14 or 15. Just a tip from another father. Our sound effects master, Fred Newman, is with us over here. Looking good. Looking forward to his summer vacation. What is that hairspray you are using there? Wow, that's just really, really amazing. You've got the best hair of anybody in radio. Really, just honestly. Is this it, this little can right here?
Keep it close to me.
Wow. That's really looking good. Looking good.
Thank you.
He's looking forward to his summer when he goes to his weekend house out there in Connecticut, where he can play golf at the Breakers Country Club there along the shore. You lost that ball out there, so I wouldn't try and wade out there for it. After 9 holes of golf, he likes to lie in his hammock. He has a waterbed hammock there in his yard, which Fred designed himself. It has a computer that sets up an invisible electronic fence that keeps dogs away. Yep, there. That's how that works. Yep, keeps neighbor children away as well.
Stay away from the hammock. Do not approach at great risk. Beware of the irate homeowner.
Uses laser beams to deflect the drops from a water sprinkler in the neighbor's yard. Well, he's got this all figured out. Spray does not touch the hammock, and there's a drone there, that kills deer flies. There we go. See how that works? That's good. Fred's personal assistant, Leilani Monongahela, comes in with a bottle of white wine there. Opens that for him.
This is a 1997 Pinot Gris with a bouquet of avocado and viola, and a long, rustic finish of limestone and lime jello and limited liability.
Yes. Beautiful life there in Connecticut. A few miles away, of course, you've got your whole fox hunting crowd. Fred is not part of that. They're out there, all of these Ivy League graduates with their MBAs. And
another beverage, Jeffrey?
Yes. And all that old money is out there, and their neurotic dogs, and their wives, who are inevitably into medieval music, all of them. A sackbut. A 1492 sackbut, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that's a sackbut, isn't it, Jeffrey?
Well, very nice. But on Fred's estate, it's very quiet there, because, you know, that's what a sound effects man wants, because sound is irritating to him on his summer vacation. The least little sound can drive him crazy, just like that. Just.
Come on! No! I don't want that!
Good.
Good, all right. That's good. Or this sound here, this the neighbor. On the rider mower. But takes it into his own hands. Little breeze in the trees, that's all fine. Songbird or two, crickets, of course. He likes crickets. But not this. This mosquito. There you go. Fred hates mosquitoes. And the other thing that bothers him are animals in nature who don't know how to do their own sound. Like that.
Cut it out! Come on! That's not how it goes! Do it like this!
That's not how you bark. There you go, see? That's.
Okay. That's what I did. I just did that.
No, you did it the wrong way.
No, you didn't. You do it like this.
There you go.
Not like. Okay.
Animals that grow up away from others of their species, they never learn to vocalize as animals of their species should. Like this woolly mammoth at the New Haven Zoo. There's only one Because really, would you want to see woolly mammoths breed? I don't think you would. So, Fred, how should they bring in Fred to
let me show you how to
show this
vocalize,
like, mammoth?
I'll teach him.
Doing his best. Yeah. Doing his best. And how about this? This humpback whale. There's only one in the Connecticut Aquarium. There's only room for one humpback whale, and it's a female, and it has no. It whinnies. That's not right.
No. You're a girl. You sing like this.
There you are. So that's what Fred does during the summer. He relaxes in his waterbed, swinging under the trees, and listening to that distant hoot owl.
You're not a crow, you're an owl.
Right.
Ooh. You. Do it right.
Show him. Got it?
Yeah, good. That's better.